you don't have to despair over dumb mistakes that you've made in the past. Naomi and her husband Elimelech should have never left Bethlehem to begin with. They should have never given their sons to Moabite women. But the mistakes of our past do not undo the power and plan and providence of God and His ability to use you. But there must be steps towards godliness. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Some of you are listening today that have lots of baggage, lots of experience in the compromised land of Moab, and you think your usefulness to the Lord is over, and the only thing left is just to walk with your head down in shame for the rest of your days. So please see the story of Ruth as your evidence that your past does not hinder God's ability to accomplish His purposes in your life. But watch this as well. God's power and providence is not to be used as some type of loophole for our disobedience, but rather a tribute to His glory. We are not to be people who bounce around carelessly and casually on the tightrope, knowing that there's a net beneath us to catch us. But rather, we are to be those who listen ever so closely to the Father's voice as He calls out instructions to us through His Word, placing our feet exactly where He tells us to. God's providence has brought you to this point in time. And so as we unfold this story, we see that Jesus is the greater, the better Boaz in this situation. That Jesus listened perfectly to the Word of God, performed it perfectly, and won us as His bride. Just as Boaz did not mistreat or take advantage of the situation that night in Ruth chapter 3, but responded in righteousness and grace, so too did Christ. And all who come to Him, despising their sin, seeking to find refuge under His wing, truly find eternal refuge. So don't you think it's time to come home under the wings of His refuge, to find rest in Christ, rest for your weary soul? When you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our missionaries in the Ukraine. And also remember the Creole Cape Verdean LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Cape Verde.